Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. Once there was a couple that lived in Yerushalayim, in the holy city of Jerusalem, and they were married for 17 years, very happily married, except they did not have any children. They tried going to doctors, they tried going to specialists, they tried natural healing, they tried regular healing, they went to various tzaddikim to ask for blessings, and nothing seemed to help. Year after year after year, no children, no children, no children. Finally, they started to think, maybe we should get divorced, Lolenu, and look for, each of us look for a different marriage partner, and maybe Hashem will bless us to have children with our other, with our new marriage partner. And this is something they discussed with their friend. And their friend said to them, have you tried going to the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe? He's been known to help many people. It certainly couldn't hurt to go to the Rebbe. So they said, oh, okay, we'll try. Before we take such a drastic step to actually get a divorce, that means that the husband and wife separate, they become not husband and wife anymore. We'll try that. We'll try that. So they wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited. They waited 10 days, and an answer came back from the Rebbe. Anxiously, they took the letter from the mailbox, they opened it up, and the Rebbe said that they should, that the man, the husband should check his tefillin. Oh, they thought, maybe there's hope. The Rebbe is giving us that advice. Maybe if we follow this advice, we'll be blessed with children. And so the husband took his tefillin, and he ran to the sofer. He said, please, please, check my tefillin. The sofer said, what's the rush? He said, it's important, very, very important. Please, please, check my tefillin. The sofer took the tefillin. He took out the threads that hold the top of the leather box, the bias to the bottom of the leather box. He took out the parchment and began to read. And when he came to the word in one of the sections of tefillin, where it's supposed to say rechem, which means the womb, the part of the mother where the baby actually grows, he saw something amazing. The word rechem was not there. The word rechem, meaning womb, the place where the baby is supposed to grow in the mommy's tummy, was missing from the verse. If you look in Shmos, Parak Gimel, Pasuk Hey, it begins one of the sections which are written in the, on the parchment within the tefillin. I'm sorry, not Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Aleph. Parak Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. The Dabar Shem Moshe Lemor, Kadosh Licho Bechor Peter Kol Rechem. You should sanctify to me every firstborn, the one that comes first out of the womb. And the word rechem, womb, was not there. So, of course, if a woman does not have a womb, Chassid Shalom, there's no place for the baby to grow inside of her. And here in the husband's tefillin was missing the word rechem. It was missing the word for womb. So quickly, the sofer took another parchment and began to rewrite that section. And he began to rewrite that section, or maybe it was the entire, I'm not sure exactly which part of the tefillin it was, but he began to fix the tefillin by rewriting that section. And he gave it back to the man. It was all finished. He sewed it up, and the person and the man put on his tefillin. And they wrote back to the Rebbe, and they said that they found this mistake in the tefillin, that the word rechem was missing. Resh, ches, mem, rechem. Soon after that, a letter came back from the Rebbe to Yerushalayim, to this couple, and the Rebbe gave them a bracha for children. Sure enough, about 9 months later, Baruch Hashem, they were blessed with a child. And that is the story of the day. Thank you very much for joining us. May we all be blessed with all blessings, especially blessings that have to do with birth, because the Geula is compared to birth. The redemption, the Geula through Mashiach, is compared to birth. And therefore, we should all have the great blessing of the birth of the Geula, of the redemption through Mashiach, and build the Beis HaMikdash and go back to Yerushalayim and to Eretz Yisrael immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.